Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
In terms of the big macro, whether it's China, whether it's Russia, whether you're just talking about Eastern Europe, the biblical formula of being fruitful and multiplying have always gone together. If you're not multiplying, you will not be fruitful. Now, you may have a short term, but every sin has a short term value to it. You know, it always has a benefit in the short term. It's the long term death that is sown. And so I think the change begins by particularly us as Christians declaring the value of human life and the blessing of human life to the world at large, Christian and non-Christian, and by assisting women and couples in with pregnancy, and slowly beginning to impact the culture so that children, families, marriage, all these things that are under constant attack from every angle have a chance to survive. And in China, for example, you know, everybody has experienced abortion. Everybody. I mean, everybody has experienced it. So either, I mean, even just think about what this means for marriage, okay? If you can only have one child and you've had your one child, what happens in the normal rhythms of a marriage if you're afraid that your wife is going to get pregnant and then be forcibly aborted? I mean, it's going to distort the relationship. Men are going to go out to prostitutes and all. I mean, it just go the levels of death once you leave the biblical moral framework that God has set up just are compounding.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.